Well, I just want to take a moment to welcome everyone to the line. And without further ado, I would like to introduce our owner and founder and our visionary, the author of the Green Foods Bible, Dave Sandoval. Dave?
Good evening, Mary Kay. Could you hear me clearly?
I am hearing you loud and clear, Dave.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody for taking their time this evening, especially Mary Kay, for hosting as well. Wishing David Litt his safe travels as he ventures off in advance of me to Germany and to England, where we will be having national conventions in England for the very first time ever. And the excitement is building, and I know that many, many people in the United States have begun to realize that it's maybe time to dig out their Rolodex and find out what contacts they might have in those countries. So really, really great to have you. As you may or may not know, my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I am passionate. I am passionate about life. I am passionate about nutrition. I'm passionate about using nutrition to improve life so you can have more of it. Do you know that every day is an opportunity to experience the greatest things that life has to offer? Joy and happiness and all types of unbound energy and ecstasy. Everything that you find in life that makes you happy is possible when you are healthy, when you are, in fact, able to embrace the best things about life. And so this show is dedicated. It's not a show. It's just a gathering of friends. We call it Dinner with Dave, our Wednesday night family reunion, whatever you want to call it. This is the time we get together to share ideas, to be inspired, to, most importantly, to continue this lifestyle, the Purium lifestyle, if you want to call it that, but continue this lifestyle for as long as we possibly can, an active lifestyle, an involved lifestyle, a purposeful lifestyle. You know, this life that has purpose, this life that it uses energy to pursue those good things is a good thing in itself. So tonight we've got some pretty cool subjects. We are going to talk about the law of 49s. We're going to talk about the $1 entrepreneur. We're going to talk about gluten and sort of uncover some little bit of information about gluten tonight. We're going to talk about what's really wrong with grains. But before we do all of that, we've got one announcement to make, and we have another announcement to make in just about 10 minutes. Now, the announcement we're going to make right now is about the new monthly special, and I think you're going to like this. In fact, I know you're going to like this. Our second best-selling product. Nobody puts their best-selling product on sale. You don't need to. People are going to buy it anyway. It's your best-selling product. What you do, however, is most people put their, you know, products that they want you to, you know, learn about, things like that, like be aware of, help increase sales. That makes sense. We do that ourselves, but guess what we've done? We know that it's Father's Day, so we've got a Father's Day special, and you have to know something about men. At the age of 20, they begin to lose 1% of their muscle. By the time they've reached 50, okay, they have to work out more than twice as hard to gain the same amount of muscle. I'm going to say that again. At 50, you have to work out more than twice as hard to gain the same amount of muscle. Wow, that doesn't seem fair, does it? But guess what? There is an exception. There's something that evens the tables, if you would, balances the equation, and that's called the super amino 23. Super Amino 23 is clinically proven to fight a disease called muscle wasting. And the truth is that this condition that causes men to lose muscle can be reversed. And it could be, you could have, you know, a fit, healthy, muscular frame long into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. And that just was never possible before. You do not have to lose muscle anymore, men. You could look like you did in your 20s. I'm not lying. And we have a buy three, get one free special. Buy three of the super aminos, you're going to get one free. Now, that's like a 25% discount. If you think of it this way, if you are a PLC club member and you're already saving 30% and then you save an additional 25%, that's pretty cool. So I want you to take advantage of this, get some, spread it around, buy four, get one for dad, give one to your brother, give one to your uncle, give one to your granddad. You're going to have one for every, oh, no, keep one for yourself. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, whichever way you do it, it's going to work out really, really well. So again, Father's Day special, buy three, get one free on the Master Aminos, and that is a word from our commercial sponsor. However, the reason we're on this show, the reason we're here tonight, the reason we gather as a family is to share information. Information is love. Information is power. Information is communication, and I want to communicate with you on some very important subjects. Let's start with the Law of 49s. What does the Law of 49s mean? Well, the Law of 49s means that if you want to help people, and gosh, don't most of us want to help people? Wouldn't it feel really good to help people to get out of their bad habits, to help people to stop smoking, stop drinking, start sleeping better, stop texting while they're driving, get out of bad relationships? There's all types of ways that we would like to help people. But unless they want it more than you want it for them, it could never work. So if somebody wants to quit smoking or somebody wants to get out of a bad relationship and you see that they should quit smoking or need to get out of that relationship or need to stop drinking or need to stop overeating, whatever it is, and you want it so bad for them, but they don't want it at least more than you do, then you're interfering, okay? Then you're butting in. But if they want it and they ask you for help, we're the type of people that step in and we help effectuate that change, that transformation. That's what Purium people do. So the Law of 49s dictates something very simple. It dictates that you don't have to be a victim by trying to help people, because there are energy vampires out there. They're like, you know, and they don't know that they're doing it, but they're going to suck all the energy out of you. And you're going to be the one who ends up suffering. They're going to be the same. You're the one who's going to end up suffering. But the amazing feeling of helping somebody once they want help is pretty incredible. And I want you to feel what that feels like. So work with the willing. Understand the Law of 49s. Don't exhaust all of your love energy on people who aren't ready to receive it. I'm going to say it again. Do not exhaust your energy on people who are not ready to receive it. And those are words to live by. My name is Sam, while you're listening to the Purium Lifestyle Club. This is not just a company that sells products. We are a company that promotes and lives a certain way. That is what a lifestyle is, the style in which you live. And we live a naturopathic lifestyle, that belief that things can get better so long as we do the right stuff. Things are going to get better. You feed yourself right. You nourish yourself. You exercise. You avoid bad things, and things get better. That's just the way it goes. Hey, our next subject. I was wondering if anybody ever thought about America being the land of opportunity the way that they once did. America used to be the land of opportunity, and it just seems today that the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting screwed. That's why Bernie Sanders is getting popular. That's why Donald Trump is getting an audience. That's the reason why people don't trust politicians. Well, guess what? We have something that I want to talk to you about, and that's true opportunity. So I have a phrase that I've coined. It's called the $1 entrepreneur. And the $1 entrepreneur is basically a description for somebody. Okay, if you went in your Wikipedia, somebody should put this in there. The $1 entrepreneur. A $1 entrepreneur, dollar sign, one, entrepreneur. A $1 entrepreneur is somebody who invests less than $1,000. Yeah, that's not $1, but you get the idea, less than $1,000. And within a year is making, or within a couple of years, is making $100,000 a year, or ultimately makes $1 million because of that less than $1,000 investment. Now, typically to make money, you have to have money. If you want residual income, you need to own apartment buildings and let people pay you rent. Of course, you got to fix the toilets and stuff. But nonetheless, if you have a bunch of stocks and bonds and the market goes up, you're going to make residual income. You have an annuity because your grandfather left you, you know, a trust fund child, whatever they call them. Well, that's cool. But there's very few places you could invest in a franchise. And money, maybe somewhere between $60,000 to $600,000 after a year or two or three, you make that money back, and then you start making that same amount of money annually. $60,000.
Oops, Dave. We're not hearing you, Dave. Okay, I'm sure David Sandoval will be right back. I'm going to go ahead and text him. Give me 1 second. I love that concept of the $1 entrepreneur. I'm sure Dave will have, well, you know what we're going to do while we're waiting for David Sandoval to get back onto the line? I'm going to go ahead and make a very exciting announcement. So we have a free convention ticket to give away tonight, and we do that on every night's corporate call on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, and you've got to be listening to win. And so I hope that the winner of tonight's ticket is on the line tonight to be able to claim her prize. So let me go ahead and put the call into Q&A mode, and I just kind of gave you a clue that 50% of who is winning the prize tonight, but give me 1 second. All right, so tonight's winner of the free convention ticket is Megan Woodard out of Florida. Megan, are you on the line? Press star 6 to unmute yourself so that you can claim your prize if you're on the line.
I'm here.
Megan? Awesome.
I'm here,
well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Megan, and if you would take a moment and let us know, let me just put the call back into Q&A mode. 1 second, Megan, I hope you press star 6 to unmute yourself. Yeah. Okay, Megan, go ahead and if you would share with us who you enrolled last week. A little bit about that person.
I think I enrolled a couple people last week. And, you know, one woman is Lilia Caracosa, who I've been in communication with for a couple years with regard to dog rescue stuff in L.A., and she just kind of saw what I was doing and started you know, I haven't really been all that in touch with her, but I just kind of struck up a communication again, and she just saw what I was doing and was curious and enrolled. And I had another woman enroll from my Facebook page that, honestly, I, you know, don't know that well, but we just struck up a conversation on Facebook, so super excited.
Wow. Awesome, Megan. Well, congratulations. You just won yourself a free convention ticket. Can't wait to see you there.
Yay.
And
thank you.
Yay. All right. So let's see if Dave Sandoval has jumped back onto the line. Dave, are you with us?
Okay, are you there?
Yes, we can hear you, Dave. Let me go ahead and put the call back into presentation.
How long ago did I drop off?
You dropped off about 2-3 minutes ago, just as you were finishing up talking about the $1 entrepreneur, you know, who ultimately can make, you know, $600,000 to $700,000.
So again, as I said, many Purium members have proven the $1 entrepreneur is alive and well, and I would like to ask you to introduce the winner of the contest that will give some lucky person free tickets to the convention. Now,
Dave, I can hear you. And while we lost you for those few minutes, I actually did announced the winner, Megan Woodard out of Florida, and she told us a little bit about the couple of people that she enrolled last week.
Well, that worked out perfect then. So here we are. So as long as you can hear me, and I'm going to keep checking now to make sure. So could you hear me well?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear now.
Okay, my sincere apologies. Working from the mountains is always tough. But now, you know, everybody these days seems to think they're gluten intolerant when still it's less than like 3% of people, maybe 10% at the very most, at a stretch of the imagination that are. And yet it seems like everybody thinks that they are. And there's an explanation for that I'd like to share with you. See, if you eat bread or if you eat these other products that are made out of wheat and other grains, then all of a sudden you don't feel good, your stomach bloats and things like that. I never read a book called Wheat Belly, but the name sounds sort of funny because it's the way that some people feel bloated after they eat these grain products is real. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to explain this in a way that was explained to me scientifically by an agronomist. And he said that all grain is stored, commercial grain is stored in these large bins. And those large bins are typically not brand new and perfectly maintained. And when it rains or if it gets moist in the morning with the morning dew, there tends to be some moisture that gets in and mixed with the grains that are stored in these large bins. Now, in addition to that, there are feces, and I know it sounds disgusting, but just you'll know that, you know, you can't keep stuff from rats and from mice. And so there's a little bit of rat poop and mice poop, unfortunately, in almost everything that comes from a grain product. And then the mold starts to grow because of the moisture. And then the toxic matter from the feces gets mixed into the mold. And the combination of the mold and the fecal matter from rats, even though it's very small amounts, can cause very real reactions within the person who may eat it. Now, here's the way to tell whether that's the problem. If you eat a piece of bread and it makes you bloated to where you feel like you shouldn't eat it and you're probably gluten intolerant, try this. Try toasting a piece of bread. A few days later, toast a piece of bread and then eat it. And my guess is that most people are going to have a far, far, far smaller reaction. Because the real problem was in the aflatoxins that could be killed by the heat of the toaster, but not by baking bread. And that's the real story about why most people think they're gluten intolerant. Now, if you were to wash grain and grind it yourself and make bread, my guess is that you would not have that problem either. Again, my name's David Sandoval, hopefully coming in loud and clear here on the Purium Lifestyle Call. And as we step into our next subject, a subject that is real, a subject we need to understand is for those people who really are celiac. Now, celiac is a disease. It's a disease that says that if your body gets gluten, that it could cause severe reactions in your immune system. Even similar to lupus, your immune system will begin to attack itself. There'll be inflammatory conditions that will be caused. And so it's very real. What we don't want to do is we don't want to, like, overreact. Because if there are, you know, this understanding of gluten, then that's okay. But our products are completely free of that toxin. And if we use a grain, which is rare, we typically are germinating that grain or sprouting that grain, as you can see by our label, which makes it far more digestible as well. It doesn't eliminate the gluten, but it does make it far more digestible. Now, we have, in my opinion, not done as good a job as we need to. I have ordered our research and development department and our labeling department by convention to clearly label every product that does not contain gluten. And then clearly label every product that does. But here's what I can tell you, is that I don't know that we have a single product that really has a significant amount of gluten. In fact, by convention, most of our products are going to be gluten-free. I think probably 100% potentially of our products will be gluten-free by convention. That's what I'm striving for, and I'm really proud of that. We are also increasing other qualities, but gluten-free is something we're really, really working hard on. So I'm going to, by convention, you're going to see that there will probably be a gluten-free symbol on every single Purium product with very few exceptions, the possibility of one or two at the most. What does gluten-free mean? Well, legally, gluten-free means that there's less than 20 parts per million in the product. And I don't know that one product that we have that's more than 20 parts per million, but I'm stricter than that. We will only put gluten-free on a product if it's less than 10 parts per million. That's twice as much as is legally required. But in order to meet that higher standard, some of our products did not pass muster. So I'm going for gluten-free, under 10 parts per million. That's my standard. But the world standard is 20 parts per million, so I want to let you know that. So I'm going to have a thorough examination. I'm going to have very clear labeling. By convention, every product should be labeled gluten-free. That is my goal, because I know that even though statistics show that less than 3% of people really are gluten-free, it may be as high as 10, depending upon which study you look at, that everybody could benefit from having less gluten in their lives. So that is basically the way that we have chosen to deal with the subject is, A, admit that most people, the consumers, would like to see gluten-free. The same way that most consumers would like to see organic, would like to see non-GMO. And that's what we're striving for, in addition to kosher. So more and more products meeting higher and higher third-party validated standards, because that's what we're all about. Now, I have a question for you. Have you bought your ticket for convention? Because I sent you a formal invitation. So I'm really, really happy about that. Now, hold on one second. I've got one more thing to share with you. And about convention, we are going to have... I just want to remind you, we have extended the discount on tickets. We extended a little bit that gave you the opportunity to snag up those tickets, you know, for the price. But a lot of people wait till last minute. I get that, because they're like, hey, I'd rather have the money in my pocket. It's only $20 more. I get that. Not a big discount, $25 more, whatever it is. But I want to make sure you make your plans to get there, because you're going to hear about these on the call, but you're going to taste and see these new products in person. Every person who attends convention is going to go home with samples that they taste and samples that they put in their bag. Every person's going to have the opportunity to take advantage of ridiculous specials and discounts that will easily exceed the value of their ticket price, easily exceed the value of their ticket price. And finally, I think the coolest part is the announcements. There are going to be announcements that I believe will forever change the way that people perceive Purium for the better, a lot better. So I think it's important that you find your way there, that you get to convention, and that you participate in what we call, again, the Purium family reunion, where we're there live. These are family dinners, but they're virtual. We're just on the phone. It's not nearly the same. At the convention, you're going to get a chance to meet people and to learn and to share in the experience, and I hope that you will take the time to get there. Now, I see that my signal is starting to fade, so instead of losing you and not having a proper goodbye, I want to take a moment to unlock the phone and have our aloha, our arrivederci, our ahuiho, our au revoir, whatever it might be. See you later. And I hope that later is next Wednesday. And as far as the see you part, I hope that will happen at convention for sure. So let me unlock the call here.